ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 7, स्केड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशंस विथ स्पेसिफिक फंक्शंस, पार्ट 2, टेक्स्ट 23-38। Lord Brahma describes Ram and Krishna avatars.
Lord Brahma continued instructing his son Narada. Due to his causeless mercy upon all living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his plenary full extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku as the lord of his internal potency, Sita, and under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharatha, Lord Ramachandra entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife Sita and younger brother Lakshmana. Meanwhile, Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against Lord Rama and was thus ultimately vanquished. The personality of Godhead, Ramachandra, being aggrieved for his distant, intimate friend, Sita Devi, glanced over the city of the enemy, Ravana, with red-hot eyes, like those of Hara, Lord Shiva, who once wanted to burn the kingdom of heaven. And the great ocean, trembling in fear, gave Lord Ram his way, because its family members, the aquatics like the sharks, snakes, and crocodiles, were being burnt by the heat of the angry, red-hot eyes of Lord Ramachandra. When Ravana was engaged in battle, fighting against Ram and his monkey army, the trunk of the elephant, which carried the king of heaven, Indra, broke into pieces, having collided with the chest of Ravana, and the scattered broken parts illuminated all directions. Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess and began loitering in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself conqueror of all directions. But his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air of life, suddenly ceased with the tingling sound of the bow of Lord Ramachandra, the personality of Godhead. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with his plenary full portion. The Lord comes in his original form, with beautiful black hair, and just to expand his transcendental glories, he acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great he is. There is no doubt about Lord Krishna being the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how was it possible for Krishna to kill a giant demon like Putana when he was just on the lap of his mother? Or to overturn a cart with his leg when he was only 3 months old? Or to uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky when Krishna was only crawling? All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord himself, Krishna. And then also, when the cowherder boys and their animals drank the poisoned water of the river Yamuna, the Lord, in his childhood, revived them by his merciful glance. And just to purify the water of the river Yamuna, Krishna jumped into it as if playing and chastised the venomous Kaliya snake, which was lurking there, with its tongue emitting waves of poison. Oh, who can perform such Herculean tasks but the Supreme Lord, Krishna? On that very night of the day of the chastisement of the Kaliya snake, when the inhabitants of Brajabhumi were sleeping carefree, there was a forest fire ablaze due to dry leaves, and it appeared that all the inhabitants were sure to meet their death. But Lord Krishna, along with his brother Balaram, saved them simply by closing his eyes. Such are the superhuman activities of Lord Krishna. When the cowherd woman, Krishna's foster mother Yashoda, was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the rope to be always insufficient in length. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna, by and by, opened his mouth, wherein Mother Yashoda found all the universes situated. Upon seeing this, Yashoda was doubtful within her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. Lord Krishna once saved his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, from the fear of the demigod Varuna, and Krishna also released the cowherd boys from the caves of a mountain, for they were placed there by the son of the demon Mayadhanava. Also, to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were busy working during the daytime and sleeping soundly at night because of their hard labor in the day, Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky. All these acts are transcendental and certainly prove without any doubt of Krishna's godhood. And when the cowherder men of Vrindavan, under the instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice to the heavenly king Indra, the whole tract of land known as Braja was threatened with being washed away by constant heavy rains for 7 days. Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy upon the inhabitants of Braja, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only, although he was only 7 years old. Krishna did this to protect the animals from the onslaught of water. When the Lord was engaged in his pastimes of the Rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan, enlivening the sexual desires of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by his sweet and melodious songs, a demon of the name Shankpachuda, who was a rich follower of the treasurer of heaven, Kuvera, kidnapped the gopi damsels, and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. All demoniac personalities like Pralamba, Denuka, Bukka, Keshi, Arishta, Chanura, Mushtika, Elephant, Kuvalayapid, Kongsa, Yavana, Naraka Asura, and Poundraka, as well as great marshals like Shalva, Dvivida Monkey, and Bovala, Dantavakra, Seven Bulls, Shambara, Vidurata, and Rukmi, as also great warriors like Kamboja, Matsya, Kuru, Srinjai, and Gekai, would all fight vigorously, either with Lord Hari directly or with Krishna under his names of Baladev, Arjuna, Bhima, etc. And the demons, thus being killed, would attain either the impersonal Brahma Jyoti or Krishna's personal abode in the Vaikuntha planets. The Lord himself, in his incarnation as the son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, will consider his compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life. And thus, Vyas will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different branches according to the circumstances of the particular age. When the atheists, after being well-versed in the Vedic scientific knowledge, annihilate the inhabitants of different planets, flying unseen in the sky on well-built rockets prepared by the great scientist Mayadhanava, the Lord himself will bewilder their minds by dressing himself attractively as Buddhadev and will preach on sub-religious principles. Thereafter, at the end of Kali Yuga, when there exist no topics on the subject of God, even at the residences of so-called saints and respectable gentlemen of the three higher castes, and when the power of government is transferred to the hands of ministers elected from the low-born Shudra class or those less than them, and when there is nothing known of the teachings of sacrifice even by word, then at that time the Lord will appear as the supreme chastiser, Kalki. Recorded February 13, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Pralaya Payogi Jale Dritavanasi Vedam Vihita Vahitra Charitram Akidam Keshavadita Nina Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Shitya Iha Vipulatare Tishtati Chava Prishte Dharani Dharanakina Chakra Garishte Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Basati Dashana Shikare Dharani Chavalagna Shashani Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Chalayasi Vikramane Balam Adbhuta Vamana padanaka nirajanita janapavana kejavadita vamana rupa jai jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Kshatriya Rudra Maye Jagadapakata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Bikarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Ramasharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Bahasi Vapushi Vishade Vastanang Jaladabang Halahati Viti Milita Yamunabam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Nindasi Yagya Vidher Ahaha Shruti Jatam Sadaya Vidaya Dashita Pashugatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Milecha Nibaha Nidane Kalayasi Karavalam Dumakitun Evakim Apikaralam Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.